This is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. You may want to know if there's a set agenda for when you talk to a client that is getting financial planning or financial advice from you. What do you talk about? Where do you start? Where do you end up? All that and more on this episode. Get the pen and paper out. The very first thing you want to start off the bat is giving really good expectations. Set expectations for the client relationship so that no one is feeling like they're not getting delivered what you told them that they were going to get. My definition of frustration is the gap between what is expected and what is actually delivered. So if you do a good job with setting expectations, you shouldn't go wrong. For instance, what is your agreement or your scope of engagement going to look like? Are you going to be more of a comprehensive financial planner where you're going into different topics such as education planning, retirement planning, estate planning, tax planning, and all that? Or are you going to be more siloed, like just, you know, maybe insurance or maybe just investments? You have to set the stage for that up front so the client knows what they're getting into. And a lot of that's going to be dictated by your skill set, right? And the type of people that you're attracting. So for example, if you are a life insurance agent and you are a financial advisor, you're holding yourself out as a financial advisor. That is a whole nother topic in and of itself, whether or not you should be doing that. But let's just say you do. That is what I would call siloed advice. So what you're going to be going over in a meeting may be something around maybe looking at the policy or looking to make sure that the policy that they have still fits the need and where they are in life. Now, if you're more of a comprehensive planner, you may section off different times of the year where you're talking about different things, right? For instance, I may talk about tax planning twice a year, you know, once before the end of the year so we can get all our deductions in, and then maybe again before taxes are actually due or need to be filed. So you can kind of figure out what you need to do based on your own skill set, but setting client expectations is going to be a major part of the relationship. Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look, if you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. I would also say that part of setting expectations is going to be to set a service calendar. I have a service calendar, whereas during certain times of the year, there are certain services that are rendered to my wealth management clients. So, you know, you want to get your clients to realize that, you know, what is the expectation? Meeting with you twice a year, once a year, four times a year, you know, you kind of dictate that based on your level of expertise and what they're hiring you for. So say for instance, you have a comprehensive financial planning client and you're gonna go through all the different areas that I named earlier, right? So like tax, personal financial planning and cash flow management, investments and estate planning. Let's say that is the scope or the engagement that you are now going to be their financial advisor for. So maybe in the first quarter, you set the stage with a budget, right? And they have different checkpoints to see whether or not they're doing the budget or not. And then the second quarter is about taxes. And then maybe the third quarter, you're talking about the estate planning and stuff. So you get my picture, where a service calendar is really, really helpful for setting an agenda on what you're going to talk about in those meetings and what the client is actually expecting you to do for them. Now, you're going to get a lot of things that the clients are going to be asking you that they may be curious about. And I think one of the best things to do as a financial advisor is, along with the client asking questions, you ask really great questions. Be interested in what's going on in their lives, what's making them tick, you know, what moves the needle, so to speak, you know, what are their aspirations, their goals? Because knowing more of that is going to help you be a better advisor and provide them with better advice on how to attain those goals. Any given client meeting is going to have an array of topics that you can go over. What I would advise is that you come into the meeting with an agenda based on a service calendar and based on those expectations that you have set for them in the relationship. They can go through all types of things in their life, and they probably will, but they're looking for you to give them that advice that will allow them to avoid mistakes, avoid bad decisions, and things of that nature. One more thing, if you're interested in becoming a financial professional, make sure you check out the video I'm gonna link in the cards. Also, check down in the show notes. I have a very special offer for you where I am going to show you some behind the scenes and even give you an insight into what it's like to be a financial advisor and what you should be doing in order to prepare the journey for a career in financial advice. Look down in the show notes, make sure you take a look at that. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.